Okay. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who has travelled recently by air will know that security checks at airports are becoming tighter and tighter. Very recently at Budapest Airport, I was asked to take my laptop out of my bag and to turn it on, which is the first time I've encountered this security measure anywhere. And in London, you can expect to take about an hour to get through security checks before boarding your plane. In fact, I was checked twice the last time I flew back from the United Kingdom. In addition to this, you're only allowed to take very small quantities of liquids onto the aircraft. Obviously, the concern is about terrorism and a possible terrorist attack in midair. One of the central issues in the recent elections in the United States was precisely this, terrorism, and people's fear of a terrorist attack. It seems that people in the United States are just as worried now about a terrorist attack as they were immediately after 9/11. Ever since September the 11th, politicians have made the war on terror a top priority. However, when you look at the number of people that have died around the world since that date, you might be surprised to find that they only total around 1,000. Obviously, there were the terrorist attacks in Bali, in Indonesia, in 2002, in Madrid, in Spain, in 2004, and in London, in 2005. These attacks were shocking, as was September the 11th. Excuse me. The damage that the terrorists caused was tragic. But, as I said, the total number of casualties, the total number of deaths caused by these terrorist attacks amounts to just around 1,000. Of course, this doesn't include people who have been killed in Iraq. But we could possibly say that what is going on in Iraq is tantamount to civil war and not necessarily terrorist attacks. To give you some idea of a comparison, every year, 300 to 400 people in the United States drown in their bathtubs. Now, what I'm saying is not that these terrorist attacks should not be considered an outrage, because they should, but we should not blow them out of all proportion and change the way that we live, the way that we conduct our lives, as the risk would appear somewhat minimal. As it stands currently, the chance that you, as an individual resident of the world, living outside of a war zone, which we do, will be killed by an international terrorist over the course of your life, presuming that you will live to around the age of 80, is about 1 in 80,000. To put that into perspective, you have roughly the same chance of dying in a meteor impact when a meteor might hit the Earth. So as you can see, the chances are rather slim. So, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to say is that although terrorism is obviously a priority, it should not be something that create such hysteria as it does now. Obviously, we should be worried, especially if terrorists acquire nuclear weapons. But at the moment, the Iranian government is having such trouble trying to get hold of nuclear weapons that it seems very unlikely that any terrorist organization would have the resources or the know-how to actually put together a nuclear bomb. I know that I might be being controversial here, but I think that sometimes you just have to speak your mind. Thank you very much.